Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. We continue on Patriots this week, looking back at the Monday night game in Mexico City between the Raiders and the Texans. Certainly Houston got the raw deal, I think, on several spots during the course of that game, especially a key drive in the fourth quarter. And we've talked at various points this year about officiating. And while there are replay reviews, you guys have some ideas about making the process more efficient and getting the calls correct on the field, perhaps with more input from New York.
Well, I mean, that was the big brag, right, from the league, that they'd solved this problem. That, hey, let's take the pressure off the officials on the field. We've got all this technology. We've got a ventricle here that we can just take advantage of back in New York. They've got the eye. And they're going to make it all right, right? Well, it hasn't worked that way because there's 100,000 people in Mexico, a million or whatever at home watching this thing, and they clearly see they screwed up. The guy lands on the other side of the marker, both the yellow line, which I know is an official, and the markers themselves. How do you not get that right?
First drive of the game. You're Houston. You got an $18 million a year young quarterback who hasn't been great this year, finally hits DeAndre Hopkins out in the flat. Nice read, nice throw. He goes the distance. They call him out of bounds. Non-reviewable play. It's ridiculous. Who's on the game? I think it was our guy Tony Clint. Good old chatter teeth on
St. Cruz, Denver last year. Saturday night.
Well, I'm sorry, and I hate to bring this up. I think age is a factor. I don't think they can keep up the speed of the game.
And it's a Belichick recommendation. I know this is a homer show, but the idea that they don't have fixed cameras on the boundaries, that makes no sense. Because it's not fixed, you would have been able to tell if that heel was down or not. Instead, we're left to guess and then sort of bash the league on Mondays. They should be able to fix this so that they don't take the heat.
This really can't be that much money, right? I mean, you guys have kids, you have GoPros.
Yeah.
There's got to be some sort of advanced GoPro. You slice up the damn pylon, you stick the GoPro in, and let's work with that.
The only thing I'll say on pylon cams is they work awful well occasionally, but if it gets knocked or hit, I think the argument for fixed cameras is even beyond that. Just a few feet
back. Let's take the risk.
Something. But the point is, you can have a fixed camera. You don't have
no question.
If for some reason, somebody knocked the pylon and it got angled, you know, on a plate, because it's just foam. So
right. But also, too, I think you look at other leagues, the NHL. When there's a replay review, the officials on ice, they don't take a look at the replay. They wait for word from Toronto. Mm-hmm. In Major League Baseball, the umpires put on the headsets and they wait for word from New York. Why don't we have Dean Blandino and whoever else is in that studio ultimately just make the decision there?
Well,
they've got all the monitors. They can see clearly.
They could, but here's the problem. They make a lot of wrong decisions. So I think the bigger issue here is our rule book is too damn big.
I think everybody would appreciate having the rule book pared down.
I mean, I don't understand it. Even on some of the broadcast crews, they're blowing off the dust like on guys like Jerry Austin. You know, it looks like he's back here eating cookies. Next thing you know, he's wiping his mouth. And, oh, I don't know what it is. You tell me. And hey, let's pull out a 74-year-old guy to give us. No, we need to inject youth into it. That's the game's faster. It's bigger. It's faster. It's stronger. That's the problem. Football hasn't changed over the years.
Do you think an eighth official helps to solve that? Just putting another body
on
the field?
It absolutely helps. And then make them full time and make them younger and all the things. Basically, there's a list of very simple logical things that could get done that they don't. And that's the aggravation. I think at the end of the day, though, part of this goes back to philosophy. It's what the NFL believes in. The NFL believes in when you have a problem, you make 40 more rules. And when those 40 rules don't work, you make 40 more of them. And then when people don't understand those 40 rules, you condescend to them and bring in an old dude to explain them and be wrong half the time.
And we have technology now, too. We have great cameras. We have high-tech cameras to where you see every nick, speck, and dust, even the turf pellets coming up off the ground. And you see when people make mistakes now. Yeah. I think 20 years ago, we didn't have that type of technology, and some of that stuff got swept under the rug.
And we are back, for better or worse, in high definition right after this on Patriots This Week.
Terrible.